Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast, our series of live in-studio performances. I'm John Schaefer. In 2010, a trio of college friends who'd gotten used to singing together released an album. They called themselves Mountain Man, though there wasn't a man in the bunch, and their music features a timeless sound, three voices singing in harmony with just an occasional strum of the guitar. But it's been 8 years since that first Mountain Man record, as the three friends went their separate ways after college. Now they're back with a beautiful new album called Magic Ship. Amelia Meath has been here with us before with her electronic pop duo Sylvanesso, but for Alexandra Sauser-Monig and Molly Sarley, it's their first time here in our studio, and they're going to start us off with a song called Boat.
I walk down to the river, I walk down to swim. I walk down to the river thinking I would jump in. I walk down to the river, I walk down to swim. I walk down to the river, what did I see? Floating a boat to sail in, oh, a boat to fly. A boat to bear me up into the sky. A boat to move me, oh, a boat to ride. A boat to take me to the other side. Side. The breeze was a humming, oh, the breeze was right. The breeze was whispering into the night. The breeze shook the rushes, oh, the breeze did sigh. It's time to believe in, oh, the timing's right. It's a boat to sail in, it's a boat to fly. A boat to bear me up into the sky. A boat to move me, oh, a boat to ride. A boat to take me to the other side. The water was talking of the water life. The stars were beaming with their ancient light. Damp smells were abounding as I took the oar. As I pushed off, glided away from shore. In a boat to sail in, oh, a boat to fly. A boat to bear me up into the sky. A boat to move me, oh, a boat to ride. A boat to take me to the other side. Other side. Other side.
That is Mountain Man, live here in our studio with a song called Boat, which you will find on their new album, their second, called Magic Ship. And on that song, Molly Sarley was doing sort of the drone, the harmonies done by Amelia Meath and Alex Sauser-Monig. And who wrote that song?
I wrote that song.
Alex. Mm-hmm. That image of the boat that takes you to the other side, that's such a deep kind of folk image.
It is, yeah. I started with that image and then I was having one of those magical moments where you write a song in like a half an hour. So I was just following where the boat was taking me and where the feeling of the song was taking me. So I was aware of it being like a weighted image and metaphor, but was just feeling the path that the song was taking me down.
Everybody knows the phrase A Tale of Two Cities, but it seems, Amelia, like this band, it's a tale of two states, Vermont and North Carolina. You all met in college, right? At Bennington College in Vermont. And after a hiatus of a number of years, now the three of you all live in North Carolina, right?
It's true.
Indeed.
We all moved close to each other again because we're really good friends and we're family members, essentially. So we need each other. And then we figured out figured out that we could sing again together, I think. We realized that that sounded like a fun idea.
Yeah, there's like a soft attention to the possibility of singing again, but it wasn't like the impetus for living in the same place.
Yeah. It's like a practical magic. We wanted to get into the magic singing zone again.
Well, Molly, you were the last to move to North Carolina, right?
Last recruit.
So in the intervening years, had you all been writing songs? You know, when you finally came together, was there just like this whole like drawer full of songs that each of you were able to bring to the table?
I think we all sit down and work on writing songs, and we also all sit down and just have songs that happen whether or not we're planning on using them for any purpose, so I think we're all writing songs since the end of Mountain Man. Some of the songs on this album are actually songs that we wrote while we were still touring as Mountain Man.
You mean like 6-7
like,
years?
Yeah, like 10 years ago.
Wow. You know, there is this kind of time-worn, time-tested tradition of singers, especially of trios of singers in the folk tradition. Did the three of you grow up with that music? How did you come to this?
I mean, I think we all had very musical families and childhoods. I think that we all listened to very different types of music growing up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my dad is incredibly tone deaf and raised me on Enya.
Whoops.
But my mother and her sisters, her two sisters, sing a lot of harmonies together. So I think I kind of picked up on that as a child.
Where'd you grow up, Molly?
I grew up mostly in Santa Cruz, California.
Oh. Not a place that's considered a hotbed of kind of folk harmonizing and stuff. But
nope. Hotbed for other things.
Amelia, what about you?
I grew up in Massachusetts in a place that has a lot of folk roots, but, you know, we never set out, you never start a band being like, you know what, we're going to be a this kind of band and we're going to sound like this. Like, if you're really trying to follow your creative intuition, you find what you are together and without, like, the last thing you want to do is try to force something.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So I was surrounded by a lot of, like, you know, my dad loves talking about the one time he got to open for the Carpenters. Have I ever told you guys that story?
No. Oh. He's so proud.
I'm sure he is.
All right,
but, so, you know, my other band's a pop band, so.
Right, right. And so one dad, totally tone deaf. Other dad, you know, brush with greatness, opening for the Carpenters. Alex, what about you?
My dad's a very musical man. My mom and my dad started a music store together right when they graduated from college, and it's still going strong. My dad just retired from it. He plays guitar a lot and sings, and singing was a part of my family's life together, like church choir and them singing with friends and my dad playing in like jazz combos and stuff like that. So
yeah.
I'll also say really quick, just on behalf of my father, since he listens to this, he may be very tone deaf, but he's an incredible performer.
It's true.
You just want to watch Stephen Sarlay say anything.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true.
All right. So we're speaking with the members of Mountain Man. Magic Ship is their latest album, 8 years between records. So where are you going to take us next?
This is a song about underwear.
Yeah.
That I wrote.
You wrote a song about underwear?
I wrote a song about underwear and the search for underwear, or the right pair of underwear. There was a moment where the record was going to be a kid's record. So I wrote like kind of all the songs I wrote for this album are for kids, but they still miraculously kind of fit in
All right.
to the whole vibe.
Let's hear Mountain Man performing a song called Simply and Appropriately Underwear.
All I want in this world is a chill pair of underwear. All I want in this world is a chill pair of underwear. All I want, all I want, all I want in this world is a chill pair of underwear, a chill pair of underwear.
All I want in this world is my mama's old t-shirt. All I want in this world is my mama's old t-shirt. All I want,
ooh.
All I want,
ooh.
All I want in this world is my mama's shirt. I'll make it work in a chill pair of underwear.
In my dad's old blue jeans, faded Levi's, I only need a few things to feel alright. It's not like I need everything.
My mama's shirt,
my dad's blue jeans. I'll grow into them eventually. In my chill pair of underwear.
Underwear is the name of the song. Mountain Man is the name of the trio from their album called Magic Ship. Again, Amelia, there's an old kind of folk tradition of songs about buy. There's a song from the 30s called "I'll Buy You a Chevrolet."
Oh, I love that one.
Oh, you know that song?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's and just, you know, songs about getting stuff.
But hold on, like every genre has songs about getting
well,
stuff.
Well, that's true. Hip hop is sort of built on getting stuff, isn't
it? Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
but you know, the idea that this sort of singing that we think of as a kind of pure form of like ancient epic storytelling and, you know, tales of sailors who've gone to sea and not come back. There's also songs about
underwear.
Yeah, about getting stuff. And so you guys are going to be touring around again.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. And that tour will bring you back here to New York at the Music Hall of Williamsburg on Thursday, October 25th. Mountain Man. Moving around the country, do you find that this music kind of still has a universal sort of American appeal, or are there little pockets where it strikes deeper?
You know, I don't know yet. We haven't been around America in 8 years.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. So I'm not sure.
But according to the internet,
according to the internet,
it seems like people just love to hear harmonies.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for peace. They're looking for joy and a good solid three-part harmony song can deliver that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants peace and joy.
Yeah it's hard to find these days.
It is.
Yeah, and you know, that is, I mean, again, that's also not a new idea, the idea that vocal harmony is harmonious, you know.
Exactly.
it kind of, it's people in harmony with each other. Now most of the songs on the new record are new songs that the three of you had written.
Mm-hmm.
There's one old folk song and there's a couple of covers. But a lot of the new songs really could pass for old songs. You know, they have subject matter, or, you know, the way that you guys shape the harmonies. How do you divvy up that responsibility of, like, who's going to sing lead, who's going to, you know, how do you develop the three parts?
Well, it generally starts with, it always starts with one of us bringing a song to the table, and that person sings lead. And then it's sort of like a free-for-all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like
a light dance.
Whoever has a harmony idea first will try it out, and if it sticks, it sticks. And then the other person's looking around for a harmony that does something magical.
Mm-hmm.
That's often the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when you road test these songs now, do they change? I mean, when you've done the work, are the harmonies then fixed, or do you find them sort of changing as you sing night after night?
Sometimes we get bored and we need to change them.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a couple of the older songs that we've changed around.
Yeah.
They usually get weird little nicknames.
Do you warn each other when you're about to change something, or is that just like...
You kind of got it.
You kind of have to, yeah.
Or sometimes you can just really throw everyone under the bus.
You ready for this?
I have an idea right now.
Well, you know, works for Bob Dylan. You know,
yeah. If it works for Bob Dylan.
What doesn't work for Bob Dylan?
Yeah. He'll trot out a song that his band knows, but then he'll do it in a different key, at a different tempo, and, you know, they're just expected to be able to get on with it.
Yeah, Chuck Berry tradition.
Yeah, right. So the record called Magic Ship, there is no song on the album called Magic Ship, although there are several songs that have kind of nautical or aquatic imagery to it. Where does that title come from?
It's the name of my cat.
It's the name of your cat, Molly.
Yes!
Okay. Magic Ship is the name of your cat.
Yes.
Magic Ship's a very special cat.
She's so special.
Super special.
She's on a t-shirt now.
Yeah, she's also the star of our music video for Rang Tang Ringtune, the lead single off of our album, Magic Ship.
She was meant to be a star, and now she is.
Uh-huh. Mountain Man is the name of the trio. Magic Ship is the name of their new record. And the song you're going to do next for us, who wrote AGT?
I wrote this song, too.
All right, Alex. Mm-hmm. Does AGT stand for something? I mean, I've heard this song now 3-4 times, and I still can't figure out what it refers to.
Well, it might be a secret. It could be a secret.
It could be a secret.
What do you guys think?
If you choose not to answer my question, it will remain a secret.
I think it's funny.
I think it's really funny.
Cool. It stands for
Acid Garden Trip.
Uh-huh. Acid Garden Trip.
To be fair,
actually,
like, it's not on acid.
No,
none of it's not about acid.
No,
or it's just about gardens mostly.
It's just about gardens and life, and
it's
inspired by the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that was just a nickname we gave the song, and decided to stick with the nickname.
Well, actually, that now makes a lot of sense to me, because there is all this kind of floral imagery, and it's very florid imagery as well, and it's got that kind of late 60s psych folk kind of vibe to it.
It's a lot about light, spider webs.
Yeah.
Yeah, noticing things.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's hear it.
All right.
The song is called AGT. This is another live performance from Mountain Man.
At your autumn honeydew, feel the light fills you. Pearly drop on petal's brim, oh, to feel young again. Artemisia in the morning, silver green, oh, bloom adorning, held within each sagey whirl, a diamond dewdrop glowing born. Oh, hail, feel the burning, deepest, brightest, fervent yearning, can the flame afraid to show, shielding it nobody knows. Still as salvia blooms they blow, tender furry buffaloed by honeybees and bumble friends, do they know if all draws to an end? Fall, blue sky round green from the garden soil abounds my soul, it sings, oh praise the day my struggling heart might find a way. Spiders and the webs they weave out of sight among the eaves of the house we live in, solid made that holds the lives we choose to lead. Choose to lead, oh, choose to lead, I've chosen life, I choose to lead, but what, but how, but why, but where, reaching out I find the air. Ageratum, honeydew, feel the light fills you, pearly drop on petal's brim, oh, to feel young again. Artemisia in the morning, silver green, no bloom adorning, held within each sagey whirl, a diamond dewdrop glowing born. Oh, he'll feel the burning, deepest, brightest, fervent yearning, can the flame afraid to show, shielding it nobody knows. Still the salvia blooms they blow, tender furry buffaloed by honeybees and bumble friends, do they know if all draws to an end? Fall, blue sky round green from the garden soil abounds my soul, it sings, oh praise the day my struggling heart might find a way. Spiders in the webs they weave out of sight among the eaves of the house we live in, solid made that holds the lives we choose to lead. Choose to lead, oh choose to lead, I've chosen life, I choose to lead, but what, but how, but why, but where, reaching out I find the air.
That is Mountain Man with a song called AGT, which you will find on their new album called Magic Ship, their second record. It's been 8 years between drinks of water for the trio, but all now living in North Carolina again. And, you know, we had the band His Golden Messenger here, and I know Alex and Amelia, you've both sung with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were talking about this kind of sense of community in North Carolina that, Molly, since moving to the state, have you found that that's, in fact, what's going on down there?
Deeply true. There are so many musicians, especially in, like, the Triangle, Durham, North Carolina area, that are really good friends who support each other. Our friend Ryan Gustafson, the Dead Tongues, is coming on tour with us.
Mm-hmm.
So was that one of the things that brought Alex, Amelia, that brought you guys to North Carolina in the first place, or was it just sort of coincidence that they've all ended up there?
Serendipity brought me there. I moved from Red Hook, Brooklyn, to live there for 6 months while Nick and I, my music partner, made Sylvanesso,
right,
the first record, and then I ended up staying.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I moved because of friendships and relationships to North Carolina, including Amelia being there, and have lived in different parts of the state and love the whole state of North Carolina, but the musical community in Durham is like unlike anything I've seen before, and it's really strong and wonderful and great to be a part of.
Well, I'm really glad that the three of you are back, you know, back in the saddle again and making records and touring. And do you think this, you know, you're all juggling different things? Do you think this will stick around this time?
Mountain Man is always alive. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it just hibernates for a little while.
Yeah.
Envision Mountain Man as a big bear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The bear's awake right now.
Springtime right now.
Right. Yeah. And Mountain Man will be back in these parts. Music Hall of Williamsburg on Thursday evening, October 25th. Magic Ship is the name of the record. Molly, Alex, Amelia, great to have you guys here. Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Beans boiling the pot. I'm dancing from room to room. The sun is setting and the air is high.
That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. This session was engineered by George Wellington. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.
Beans boiling the pot. I'm dancing from room to room. The record's spinning and the food is hot. Ring, tang, ming, tune. My doggy is dancing too.